to mention a few more ha'aras. So we said that for every single mitzvah, the Yidden made four kabbalas. Each one was arba. Lumoid ulalamid, lishmar velasas. Lumoid means to learn. Ulami means to teach. Lasas means to do. What does lishmar mean? What does the word lishmar mean? What does this even mean? Now this is a big deal because this is one of the four nekudas here, one of the arba avos of every mitzvah. So you have a lumoid, right? A Yid has to know what he was mekabel. Whether we were there, weren't there, Shavuos Har Sinai, is Sasha Yeshno, Yvei Sasha Reinenu. So what were we makabel? We makabel Lomoid, Lalamid, Lasois. What does Lishma mean? So the Marsha, right here on this Gemara, says that, I think, if you ask the man on the street, what does Lishma mean? So he would shout to a Gemara that everybody knows. The Gemara says the word Hishamer is a Loshen of Loisasei. Right, what's usually the difference between Ushmartem versus Vaasisem? Asisem is always positive, it's mitzvah saseh. Ushmartem is always loisaseh. Hishomer is a loshen of loisaseh. So zocher is the yom Shabbos lakatshoy, the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos, and shomer is the yom Shabbos lakatshoy, are the mitzvah loisaseh of Shabbos. Right? That's traditionally, that's always the pashup shot. But the Marsha says in this Gemara it doesn't work. Because in this Gemara, every mitzvah already has the aseh and the loisaseh angabakht in it. Or rasha lo yaseh and baruch hashe yaseh. So you already have mineu bei. The lois nasei and asei, and every asei and lois asei has it. So then, what's the lishmer and the lasos? So the Marsha is sosum, but the Marsha says that maybe pshat is based on a Gemara in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. This is the Gemara he quotes that says as follows: Ashe tishmerun zu mishna, lasos zu maisa. A loshen haGemara. Tishmerun is mishna, lasos is maisa. So says the Marsha, tishmerun. Lishmar means Mishnah. For every single mitzvah, the Yidu are makabel Mishnah. So what does that mean? The einze bechlal lumoid dekamar hocha. It doesn't mean what you would think it means. I don't know, learn the Mishnayis, because that's lumoid. What then does it mean? The yesh loy made meirabay umeshakcha. There's an Indian that a person can learn and forget what he learned. Avol shmiras ha-mishnah is sheyehe chayzer al-mishnasay sheloy tishtakach mipev. That's what Lishmar means. A marsha that the Kabbalah was lishmar tehitin. What tehit? Not the mitzvah, the lilmoy, the learning. That a person should not forget his learning. It's an unbelievable thing. The Beskerov in Sefer Al Atayra and Chedushim Aron Rizalevi, and this is in Parshas Devarim. The pasuk says V'hoyu Advarim Ha'ela Asher Anoichi Mitzavcha Yoyim Alavavecha, and the Beskerov says Nire Dezeu Tzivu Yal Schiras Atayra. That's how he starts the shtickle. V'hoyu Advarim Ha'ela Asher Anoichi Mitzavcha Yoyim Alavavecha. It always has to be Alavavecha. Often hearts. It's something that you should always remember. Ukeinit Shenema Pen Yisurim Bilavavecha Kol Yemei Chayecha. The Chazal said from that pasuk, you learned that if someone shekech dover echa mi mishnasoi v'chulu v'chulu. So you see that alav avecha means you have to remember it, and that's what this pasuk v'ayu advar meila shenoichim mitzav chayim alav avecha means. So the Beskerov is meiruch in the sinyan. Incidentally, he brings from Reb Chaim Volozhin that we have a mesora in the litvisha world that this that Chazal were maflik in how bad it is if somebody forgets one word of learning. That's all before Torah Shabbat Peh started being written. So when Torah Shabbat Peh was not allowed to be written, so people had Torah Shabbat Peh, it had to be Alev Avecha, because it could not have been written. But now that you can access Svarim, and now that Torah Shabbat Peh can be written, it's a tremendous limud zchus. Now already all those in Yonim that you find regarding forgetting Dover Echem in Mishnasai, he brings it for Reb Chaim Volozhin. Brings it from the Zayda, Hagrach Mivalosh, but Al Koponim, Azoy Shnei and Briskerov. So then the Briskerov brings our Sugya. And he says, you see, there was a Krisis Bris on Lilmoid, Lalamid, Lishmer Velasais, and Lishmer Enyo Yedea Mahi. And he brings the Marsha, and he says, he's Marchevid, Kedarke Bakoidish, Ulutvid Varenu Yeshloimer, the Hadbris Shal Lishmer Koi Al Shmiras Atairish of Alpe. Shmoy Tishkach Meitonu, Shazoisia Nikras, Mishno Kamoisha Hevanu Lamalo, Valzehu Shenichrisa Bris Miyuchodo, Al Choyvazu. Shall shmiras hakabala shet eskaya meitzleinu. Shehu tzivoy meyuchet. Ve'enoy nichlo b'chal lilmoidu lalamed. Shehu al etzem limer ha-teir. Bein shebiksa, bein shebal peh. Aval al teir shebal peh, ikut tzivoy meyuchet lishmer hakabala ulemoisra l'doiris. Ve'zeu lishmer shenichu salah bris mesuyim u'kumayish nizbar l'mayla. Mamish b'lishoyne yazal. But al kopanim, there was a special bris on lishmer, and lishmer means to be from the moisra ha-teir. Again, the Rav was makdim that Bismanenu, it's not as sharp as it once was, but this is one of the brisen. It's a big part of the chishbainas and all the math. But the bottom line is that's just a little bit of a taich of what Lishmar was. It's a second order.